Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, where we're building freedom-based businesses in the print-on-demand industry. Broadcasting to you from around the world, here are your hosts, Spencer and Shannon.
Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, episode number 32. I am your host, Spencer, coming to you from Cleveland today, joined as always by my esteemed co-host,
Shenanigans in the house.
Shenanigans, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you, Spencer?
I'm good. I'm fresh off a red eye. Ooh. And I've got my coffee and little heart mug here. Beautiful. So I am ready to go.
Yeah, it's early there. Yeah. What time is it? 6 a.m?
Yeah, just about. And that lovely voice you hear is of our special guest today. That is Helen Kinson. Shannon, can you tell us a little bit about Helen before we get into our conversation?
I will. Helen is, I actually got to meet her last weekend at a meetup in Columbus, Ohio. So that was a lot of fun. She has a YouTube channel, a couple of YouTube channels, actually, I think, where she talks a lot about merch and the print-on-demand industry and different strategies involved. Their group says that they're building million-dollar empires one shirt at a time. And it's pretty exciting to hear that. And she always has a smile on her face. So let's get to know Helen. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It was so fun meeting Shannon. The funny story about that, I was on my way to my sister's bachelorette party in Nashville, and I was driving, so I was listening to catching up on YouTube and podcasts and everything, and I heard Shannon on a podcast, and he said something about living in Ohio, and I immediately called Brianna, and I'm like, get Shannon to come to the meetup. So anyway, thank you so much for coming. It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah,
absolutely. So my name's Helen Kinson. I have a YouTube channel called Merch Money. So there's 5 of us on that channel. It's a lot of fun. I also have my own personal YouTube channel just called Helen Kinson. But that one I've been neglecting. Merch Money ended up taking a lot more of my time than I thought, but it's been so much fun. We've had a great time. We started that back in April, and it has just been so fun ever since, just growing every day. So
cool. Well, tell us a little bit about Merch Money. What is it? And then how did you come into print on demand and then starting that?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll start with how I came into print on demand. I did Amazon FBA. So I did a lot of retail arbitrage and online arbitrage. So for people who don't know what that is, basically, you have a scanner on your phone and you can just scan anything at any store and ship it in to Amazon, and then Amazon fulfills it for you. So they ship it out to customers. So that's how I got into being an entrepreneur. And I was just fascinated that you could just sell anything you wanted and make a profit. So I had a lot of fun with that. I did that for a few years. I started that in 2014. And Chris Green was a big FBA person back then. I mean, he might still be, but at that time, he was the first one to really get into merch. So he told all the FBA people about it right away. So right in, I think it was September or October of 2015, that he was being a guest on lots of people's channels and also putting out his own YouTube videos about merch. And at that time, it was geared towards developers and app developers and things like that. So it wasn't on really anyone else's radar, maybe a few people, but he was really the first one to be like, oh, just ignore that. Like, anyone can put a shirt out. And so right when I was listening to him, I signed up for merch. So I was, you know, instantly approved. It was within the first month or two it started. But unfortunately, merch came out during fourth quarter, or while we were getting ready for fourth quarter. So it was third quarter, but it was right about to start the busiest time of year. Yeah. So for FBA, you have to hustle. Like, you're packing boxes, you're out shopping at different stores. So I signed up, but I didn't actually do anything with it. So I actually didn't do anything with merch for an entire year. I didn't start doing anything until I heard about Rihanna's company that she started called VA Rentals. And as soon as I found out that they were, she was the first one, really. There wasn't any other companies that were selling t-shirt designs. It was all still new. Like now there's a ton, but back then there wasn't. So once I found out you could just buy designs and she would do the keywords and she would do everything, check copyrights, all that stuff. I was like, okay, this is a business I can do. So I bought the designs for her from her and started uploading them just in time because about a month later, they started shutting down accounts that hadn't uploaded anything. So I just barely made it where I uploaded within that first year and had my first sale shortly after.
So, wow. Yeah.
That's how I got into it. You want me to go into how merch money started?
Well, let's talk about merch a little bit. So like when you were starting out in that, I mean, you saw some potential and you bought a couple shirts. Were you thinking about any kind of brands or niches, or what was your strategy in the very beginning? And do you think your strategy has changed since then?
In the very beginning, both for FBA and for merch, I've been interested in passive income, not because I'm lazy, but because it just seems like such a good idea to me.
Because you're smart.
I'm like, why? You know, it's great if you can have money coming in that you don't directly have to be working on right that second. So FBA was a tiny bit passive because at least you don't have to be packing every single box and shipping it out to every single customer. It's sort of, you just do the action once of shipping in the products and then Amazon deals with it from there. So that was my initial draw to FBA. And then merch, I mean, I agreed with every single thing Chris Green was saying, where it was like a whole new level of passive income, because once you put the shirt up, it could potentially sell for the rest of your life. So I always understood the appeal of it, but actually doing it took me a while because I wasn't a graphic designer. I had all these like misconceptions or just blocks, I don't know what you want to call it, where it seemed too hard to me. It's like embarrassing to say, and especially now with so many like tools to help you. Back then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to learn like graphic design. Like to me, I would think of like a graphic designer as someone who went to school for a long time for it. And like, it just seemed too hard. And then copyrights and trademarks and all that, and making your own listings. And I was like, I just want to scan the product and ship it in a box to Amazon. So it really did take me a while to get past that. And Joe Clay, I was in his Merch University group. So he helped just seeing his progress and him learning it. He was in FBA with me. So I knew him from the green room, and just seeing him learn it, I was like, okay, maybe I can learn this. But it still wasn't quite enough. It took having Brianna actually do it for me, for me to be like, okay, I can do this now.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing once you get the first sale or two under your belt, especially if you sell a design that you don't think is that impressive. It's kind of like this pulling behind the curtain moment. You're like, wow, I thought that design was absolute garbage, but but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the market thinks.
Right.
I had that same kind of like imposter syndrome too. I still have a hard time getting over that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, she set it up really well. And now it's changed. VA Rentals isn't around anymore, but now she's going into D4D and it's another company. But back then it was really nice because she would do subscription plans. So for anybody who had a full-time job or like me, where my focus was elsewhere, the designs would just keep coming every month. You just upload them. And so it was somewhat passive for me. All I was doing was uploading once a month whenever the designs would come in. And it was just growing in the background. So it was great. And then it took until this year. So up until April of this year is when I really started to change my focus from FBA onto merch. Because at that time I felt like, you know, now I'm higher tiers. Like I have more designs I can upload. Let me just focus on this and start uploading a lot every day. So sorry, cool. Getting all the
Oh, that's okay.
I'm getting all these notifications popping up.
I was going to ask, how about your progress since April? How has your merch account grown? How have you been doing? How have you been finding new designers to help you since VA Rentals went away? Or how has that been going? And what's your, I guess, focus been since then?
Well, I thought it would skyrocket because I now had so much more time to focus on merch, but I got, it's been good and bad for starting merch money. The bad part is that it takes a lot more time than I thought. So I haven't figured out a way to really like balance my time well with it. So my uploads are actually about the same as they were when I was doing FBA. Like I haven't really increased my daily work on merch. So that's something that I'm working on right now. Cause I'm like, okay, well now it's now or never. Cause fourth quarter is around the corner. Like now it's the time I need to be uploading. So I have gotten tiered up. I was right about to tier up to 4,000. I was still technically at 2,000 for a couple weeks in April. And now I'm at 6,000 tier. So I have tiered up, just not, I was expecting to be really close to 10,000 tier by now. So I kind of dropped the ball a little bit over the summer.
Do you have all those slots filled or?
No, I'm still working on up. That's where I really dropped the ball because I have the designs. So right before I started focusing on this, technically full time, is I bought two really big bulk orders from Brianna at the end of last year. So I bought 700 designs, I think, Whoa. In October, and then I bought another 700 in December. So I had towards the beginning of this year, I had over 2,000 unique designs that I had bought from her. And
wow. Those a lot of designs. Oh my
god. Yeah, and those, yeah, they weren't scale designs. I mean, they were all completely different niches, different everything. And so technically those can go on six products. So I have the potential to have way more than 10,000 designs. And then I also am using Penji, so I'm getting designs every day from them. So yeah. I have like plenty of designs.
You gotta like resell those designs and do your own.
Just getting myself to upload them quickly. Like, I don't know. You guys, and maybe we could touch on that. You guys have developed an awesome tool to help with that. And I have Merch Buddy and I have all different ways to help me. But it's just like, once I get past like 50, it's so hard for me to focus on uploading. So I know it's against terms of service, but I really need to get an uploader. We'll see. Hopefully Amazon will change their rules because I am not the right person for that job of uploading design.
So two things there. One, if you have any, like, I'm looking to round out a couple niches. So if you have anything in like, you know, horse girls or like girls who love Jesus and horses, you know, that's kind of like my thing on merch. So if you have any extra designs of those, like, let's talk because I'll take those off your hands.
Okay, thank you.
And then the second thing is, I mean, Shannon, I think this is an opportunity for you to kind of clarify a little bit about where Merch Along plays. And to be clear, I Merch Along is, Shannon's product, and I'm just a user and kind of beta tester of it. So I guess, Shannon, where does your software play in the uploading? And like, can you clarify a little bit about what it does and what it doesn't do?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of, it's almost perfect for someone like you, Helen, to be honest, because it's it helps organize your content so you can upload your designs and create your content really fast by just entering your keywords, and then your templates that you've pre-created automatically fill out all your different products all at the same time. So you know your t-shirt, premium t-shirt, all your different, your hoodie, your sweater, everything. It's automatically created, and then you can literally just click to upload to these different platforms like Merch by Amazon and to Redbubble and TeePublic and Spreadshirt and Threadless, all these different places all at the same time. We limit the amount of products you can upload to Merch by Amazon to only being able to upload one at a time because Amazon says you can't bulk upload. So right. We just say, okay, fine, we won't bulk upload, but you can put as many in the queue as you want. So you can have 1,000 in the queue and just, I mean, if you could, you can upload right. as many as you want, but it just does one at a time.
Right.
But while that's going on, all of your other products can be uploading to Redbubble, TeePublic, and you can be making passive income from that
yes.
at the same time. So it's awesome.
Big opportunities for me because I got Princey also. That does something similar.
Yeah, and yeah, yep.
It's just a matter of actually setting it up because my problem is that they're in so many different niches. So it's not like I have 2,000 poor shirts that I can just do the same keywords and just all up. I know, right?
My fourth quarter plans.
Every single one. But I don't, unfortunately. Like there's good and bad with everything. So the good thing is that I have so many niches and so many different things. So it's like very good testing because I can see like what does well, what doesn't do well, and then go into that more. So I could ask Penji, like and that is what I've been doing, the designs that have been doing well. Then I send it over to Penji and I'm like, okay, can you make some variations of this? Can you change it a little? You know, so I'm being able to utilize that I'm in so many niches. The problem is that because it's so many, and also because the way the titles were done back then, nobody was thinking ahead to be like, oh, well, we need these titles to be like the title of the actual file. Right. We need this to be like keyword optimized. Like it was just the name of a file. So if I upload, like I requested 700 designs, a lot of them are like custom design one, custom design two, you know, like the names of the files are not the titles. So in order to get it to really be just streamlined, it takes almost as much work as just uploading them because so much has to be changed. So going forward, now I know how to group them together and make sure the files are named correctly, but it's kind of starting fresh with all that.
Interesting. Yeah. And one last thing I just want to mention is you can, in MerchAlong, you can add a team member and they can log in and they can, like, if you have a VA or someone that's helping, a content person, or even your designer, they can just log in and they can upload the design straight to MerchAlong, and then your content person can come in and create all the content for it. Yes. And then you can log in and you can say, okay, this is good. And just click. And
that's what I need to do. That's 100% what I need to do. And that's for just as a background story to anybody watching, I found MerchAlong. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the answer to everything in my life. And so I immediately emailed, and I didn't know Shannon was the creator of it. So I just said like, contact. I'm like, who are you? Like, this is amazing. And I was like, these are all the things I like. These are all the things I want you to add to it. And it was so funny. When we met Shannon in person, I was like, sorry if I came on too strong in that email. But it really, I mean, this is an amazing product. It's definitely what I've been needing.
So that's, I appreciate that. But no, you didn't come on too strong. It's all good. Don't worry. How are you organizing? I mean, if you with thousands of designs now, how are you organizing everything right now? And are you using like a Google Drive or like some sort of Dropbox or just folders in your computer, or how are you?
Well, the good thing is that I bought them from a company, so it came organized. So I didn't really have to do too much in terms of organization. The way back then, again, this company's not there anymore. Now it's turned into D4D. So I'm not sure how they organize now, but back then it was a Google Sheet. And there was like a little link for every single design. And then there was a link for all the descriptions and keywords and everything. So I have everything in a nice organized Google Sheet. So it's easy to, like, it's all organized. It's just a matter of, it's so many different niches.
Got it.
I think when you get to that stage where you're, where you kind of have them either in MerchAlong or however you decide to do it with the keywords and the content, the next step that I see it going from is like beyond merch. And even like, I want to get into merch money a little bit about like what that is, but you mentioned, you know, $1 million, one t-shirt at a time. Mm-hmm. And one thing that, you know, Shannon and a couple other guests have challenged me to think about is that we're not t-shirt designers so much as that we have expertise in creating and distributing digital assets. And when you have those organized with your content all in one place, it makes it much, much easier for you to put it on other POD sites or put it on Etsy. And it just makes it that much easier for you to take all those niches and really capitalize on them, both in merch and outside of merch, which is what we talk a lot about, where we see like the real long-term opportunity in print on demand. So I guess, have you considered a print on demand strategy beyond merch? And is that something that you guys cover in merch money, or is it mostly Amazon focused?
Two answers there. So yes, in merch money, we talk about all other PODs. All of the other girls on the show, they all utilize other platforms and are big proponents of other platforms. Myself, I'm still trying to upload all those designs to merch. So I'm just a hot mess. Like
one step at a time.
Shannon, yeah. So I need all of these on all of the other platforms, but I need my, it's kind of like the hierarchy of needs. Like my first need is to get it on merch because that to me, I feel, and I could be wrong, but to me, I feel like merch is the best out of all of the options. And there's other people who don't agree with that. But to me, they have, I think Jeff Bezos is like the most genius person ever. So he just, I feel like Amazon is going to continue to grow and continue to expand and continue to add products. And
he's so genius that he cut our royalties and took it for himself this year.
Yeah, he's, I remember when people were like, oh, there's no way he could be the richest person ever. And I was like, I mean, I was like a huge fan of Jeff Bezos starting in 2014. That's when I really was like, oh my gosh, this guy is like genius. Like, I just want to learn from him. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do FBA. But yeah, I think merch is at the infancy stage, but I think it's going to be something we can't even imagine how big it is going to be. So to me, that's first priority. If I'm like somehow maxed out with my tier, or if I start having a lot of employees, which that's something I need to get past. Just like with the, I had to get past like whether I could design or not. The next step is like getting past having employees. For me, it's easier to just go to a company. So like Penji or VA Rentals and just like buy their product instead of having my own employees. So that's something I need to get past. If I have my own employees, then I could more easily be everywhere and on all the platforms and all of that. But right now I don't have employees.
So it sounds like the end game for Q4 is like merch focus. So I want to kind of bring in a question we have from our YouTube live audience. And Nabil is asking, you know, what kind of designs are you getting ready for Q4 other than the just kind of the holiday designs, maybe Halloween and Christmas? So maybe you could share a little bit about your research process. And then, I mean, you have so many niches. I guess when you are focused on finding new products instead of the uploading, what does that process look like for you, and how do you find winners?
Well, there's a couple of different things. There's what I'm doing, and then there's like probably what I should be doing. So what I am doing is I have so much data out there. So I have all these different designs. So I'm taking the ones that are doing well, and I'm going down that rabbit hole. But if you don't have that data, or if you, one really good thing to do, and Bo, Pollard does this, I don't know if you guys listen to Real Talk, but he just had a really good interview with them, is about looking at the data on Amazon from the previous year. So a lot of people, when they do the research, they just look at what's trending right this second. But if you look at that, you're already behind the ball because there's already all these shirts up that are already trending in that niche. It's better if you can look at last year and get ready for it ahead of time. So let's say, so we're in August. So look at like what happened last year in October so that you're ready to you upload that shirt. So what was trending last year in October? Look at the exact Halloween shirts that were doing really well. Look at the exact, I don't know, whatever categories, I think hunting's in the fall, or I don't know, whatever things are in the fall, football, all these different things that are in the fall. Look at last year on Amazon, what was trending. And there's ways you can do that. You can use Keepa. I think that's what he uses. You can also use Google Trends and look at the trends from last year. So you can be ready. So you can be designing shirts that you know did really well last year that are probably going to do really well again and get out of ahead of it. So you're the first one this year uploading for that particular thing. Both of those are good.
Cool. And Keepa's used a lot for like FBA research and the retail arbitrage, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of overlaps between FBA and merch. So I'm happy I did FBA first. Keepa, for anyone who doesn't know, it's you can just download it. I think it's still free. Mm-hmm. And it shows you how a product has done over time.
So that's a really good point. Like, and I think one thing that might be able to help people is say, well, if it happened in the past, well, it might not happen again. But I think that's a really good a really good way to think about it, because like, let's take the World Cup, for example, right? If mm-hmm. fast forward a year and you say, oh, World Cup shirts sold really well in the summer. Well, it doesn't just have to be that event. It's like global sporting event happened, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start to think in terms of categories, like obviously the probably the biggest one to date where it was, you know, the great solar eclipse, right? Like,
right.
Like starting to think in ways of like upcoming events that engage a lot of people.
Right. Like fantasy football is a good example, because let's say fantasy football shirts are trending. By the time you notice that they're trending in Amazon, it's too late to upload. Like, people have already had their draft parties. It's already over. Like, it's only a short amount of time that, so if you look over Keepa or Google Trends, like, you'll see, okay, on this date is this huge spike. You may have to make sure your shirt is up before that date. If you look on Amazon and it's trending, like a lot of people did this, they start putting all these fantasy football shirts up, and it's like, well, it's already, you know, you're behind the ball on this. So if you look at the years last year, you can prepare like 2 months ahead of time for everything that you know is going to have this big spike.
I like that a lot. I need to start doing more of that. What do you think, Shannon?
Yeah, me too. I mean, I do so much like looking at Amazon and looking at what's just been posted recently. And that's like the soonest or the most, like, that's the most I've really been looking forward. And that's, how do I explain this better? I just look at the newest things that go up that have already sold. And I want to get away from that, because I feel like that's not as, I feel like, not like I'm stealing anything, because I'm not, you know, we always create our own designs. But I want like my own genuine ideas, and but also based on research. You know what I mean? Like using Google Trends or something that'll give you an indication of what will sell and what won't, but also being able to still come up with our own designs. So I think we could refine our research process definitely a little more.
There's also a good tool that I just posted in Merge Money today, and it's from oh my gosh, why am I forgetting her name all of a sudden? Catherine Shelton, where she did this all the way back in 2016. She's another one, just like Chris Green and all these people. She's always ahead of the curve. She's ahead of the curve in different ways, but she, I don't know if you guys have heard much about her, but she's big into Create Space now, but she was several years ago. So she was ahead. Like, now it's a big trend, but she's the one who has all the courses, because she's the one who did it years ago. She also did bundling classes and things like that. So she did a video a couple years ago on Google Correlate. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
I haven't either. And she did the video. I'm sure I watched it back in 2016 because I was following her back then. But luckily somebody posted recently to remind me. It's part of Google Trends. So if you go to Google Trends and then you click on the menu, there's like a drop down and shows other things. It's like, who knew? Cool. There's other Google products, not just Google Trends. So one of them is Google Correlate. And that helps a lot with keywords, because you can look up something. So it kind of combines everything we're talking about. Let's say you look up fantasy football in Google Correlate. Oh, Spencer's already doing it right now. I can tell.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. I want to show our viewers while you're talking about it. Please don't
people
let me
take action right away. It's good. Okay, so you go to Google Correlate. You type in the word. It will show a graph of when that word spikes every year. So fantasy football spikes certain times every year. Yeah, there you go. Let's see. You have to where do you click? I think you just do the search at the top. Yeah, search correlation. So you type in a word, like let's just say fantasy football, because that keeps being the example. So it'll show a graph at the bottom of when every year that spikes, and it shows over like 10 or 12 years the trend. Yeah, see that? So it spikes every year at exact certain times. So you know to make sure you're ready. If you start doing shirts after that spike, it's never going to sell, because it's going to drop off before the next year.
So wow. And then look at this. It's like, okay.
So all the words. And then look over to the left. This is the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
Country. Look where it says country, United States. Click Great Britain or click Germany. I know we can't talk about this right now.
We should probably, we're going to cut this
we
live.
Can't,
we're
gonna, yeah, we can't.
No, why can't we talk said, about this?
We haven't said anything about what company we're talking about. So let's pretend like we're talking about Teespring or anywhere else that sells internationally. A lot of print-on-demand companies sell internationally.
That's
so
correct.
You can do keywords for whatever country you're targeting. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's really cool.
I watched it today. That's why it's fresh in my head. But I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to help so much with other countries. Whatever countries you want to sell in, you can look at what people are searching on Google in that country. And there are differences. Even if it's another English-speaking country, it'll be slightly different words than in America.
That's huge. That's
Isn't that really, huge?
Really big. What a great tip.
Yeah.
So I think there might be opportunity, right? Like in these certain other countries, right?
Yeah.
If you're one of the first people to target, I mean, think of that maybe an entire different
language.
Well,
it's not even the first person to target. I mean, so many of these print-on-demand sites are in other countries. So Spreadshirt or who knows, almost all of them are in other countries. So if you're just making shirts that do well in America, you're missing a lot of customers. So this helps you put the right keywords where people in other countries are going to find it also. Oh,
super cool.
Very cool. Thank you for that. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Very cool. I was going to ask you about, with your goal, like you were talking about before, to make a passive income, mm-hmm. or to have some sort of passive income. If you built it to a certain like number, mm-hmm. what would you do? And once you hit that number, and what would your life be like if you
that's a good question, because it's like everybody has different reasons why they want passive income. So for me, it's not because I want to go live on a beach and do nothing. Like it's because to me, as long as you don't have to worry about money, it's kind of like that Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like if you don't have to worry about your basic needs, you can worry about more fun things. So I just want to be able to have passive income to take care of my day-to-day expenses. So I never have to, that should never be like a thing like, oh, I got to make sure I can pay this bill or make sure this or that. Like that should just be running in the background, taking care of itself. And then you have all of your energy on focusing on doing things that are creative, fun, interesting, starting bigger companies, traveling, whatever you need is not a worry. So like if you need to go to some conference or meet somebody somewhere or go to some country, like that should just be something that you don't have to worry about is what I'm thinking. Like, so I just want passive income to take care of expenses and then focus on more fun things.
Cool. Very cool.
So you can live the merch lifestyle.
Yeah. It's not so much the lifestyle. It's just like live the entrepreneur, like create cool things. Do interesting stuff to help the world.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And like running half marathons, right?
Recently you
ran, I was going to ask you about that because you have your YouTube channel, which you were saying takes a ton of time.
Yeah, I haven't really talked about that, so I should probably like say what that is.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. You also started a bunch of different Facebook groups that are targeted specifically towards.
Yes, we're doing all kinds of stuff.
I'd love to hear about that. But then you also are trying to upload 50 or more. I don't know how many a day. And then, getting in your
busy life.
How do you balance everything? do you have a calendar? Do you have a how do you do that? How do you make sure you get everything in every day?
Well, I'm not perfect with that, so still a work in progress. But it's understanding what's most important to you. So that's why I haven't added all of the other platforms, because what's most important to me right now is merch. But so it's understanding what's important to you. So health is important to me. This merch money group is important to me. So when things are important to you, you find out a way to make it work. And the things that aren't important to you, you just don't do. So I don't spend a lot of time doing things that don't matter to me. I make sure I focus on the things that matter to me. And then it's how I do that is still a work in progress, but it does end up getting done if it matters to you. So those are the things that matter to me right now.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about the Facebook group targeting.
So Merch Money, so to back up, I started that in April. A lot of different things sort of came together to have me start that. One was that it was my birthday, so I was turning 35, and I was like, I should be doing, it kind of was like one of those, I don't know, every 5 years, it kind of seems like a bigger birthday, even though it's really not. It's just kind of like, okay, let's take this a step further. I've been packing boxes for a couple years now. Like, let's, you know, up the game a little. Let's start helping people. Because I was just one of those people that was quiet in the groups, like learning from everyone and not really giving anything back. Just sort of being like, oh, that's cool. Like, nothing really interesting that I was providing. So I was like, well, let me try to start something. And then I also noticed, I was like, wait a second, why aren't there women talking about merch? Like, why is it all, like, there was nothing wrong with it. Like, all the guys' groups were interesting and I was learning a lot. Like, I had no problem with it, but I was just like, why are there not more women out there talking about any of these things, online businesses in general? So I was like, well, let me start something where it's women that are, it's for anyone, but I wanted to have like other women helping me with it. And I, at that time, was just not active anywhere. Like, nobody really knew who I was except for a few people in FBA that I had become friends with from conferences. So I had like a small group of friends, but not like, I mean, if you asked a normal person, they would have no idea who I was. So I was like, well, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I even going to reach out to these people? Like, I felt like I knew them because I was reading all their posts and stuff like that, but they didn't know me because all I would do is hit like. So I just was like, well, I guess we'll just see how this goes. Like, my goal was to have three women, like two or three. So me and then, you know, maybe two other people, and do like a YouTube show. But I didn't know two other people in merch that I felt like would do it with me. So I made this long list of like 30 people that I felt like were all doing well on merch, and just was like, well, what's the worst that can happen? I'm just going to ask them. Like, they're going to probably block me and be like, who is this person messaging me? But I'm just going to try. And so I just started going down the list and I was sending messages. So I ended up sending quite a few before I was getting reply messages. So the reply messages started coming in and all of them said yes. And I was like, wait, what? This is not what I expected. I expected a, huh? Who are you? So I was like, then I had a new problem where I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? Like, seven people said yes. What? Like, you can't have, this is way more than my three. So we started like a little group chat, and two of the people before we started the channel ended up deciding they were too busy. So it ended up being me and four other people. So we have five girls, and that's what, oh, just got a sale. That's what, how Merch Money started. So it's me, Brianna Muller Green, who I was surprised. I was only her customer. I had never talked to her before this. So I was surprised she said yes. Cause to me, I was like, oh, she has this great company. Anyway, so Brianna, Amy Nicholas, who I met because in the beginning, for anyone who's new to merch, the beginning of this year, there was a lot of people discouraged because there was a huge drop from last year. Like, the amount of sales you were getting just plummeted in January and February. So there's all these negative posts. And then Amy Nicholas had this like shining, like happy post. And I was like, I got to meet this girl. So that's how I ran into Amy Nicholas. Amy Springer, she was one of the admins in the Merch Girl Boss group. And then Michelle Wentworth, I had met at an FBA conference. I went to the Unconference in February and I met her there. That's it. That's how the group started. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know if like we'd go live and there'd be nobody watching. Like, we had no idea. And it just caught. Like, everybody liked it and it just grew. And now we're at, I think, like 1,200 subscribers, 3,200 people in the Facebook group. So that's been growing. How we decided to start doing other Facebook groups is I had the meetup in Columbus that Shannon came to. And one of the people there was Myrna, who I had never met or talked to. But when I sat down and talked to her, I realized she's the admin of the Spanish group. And there's only one or two merch Spanish groups. And she was telling me all different stories of what's going on in the Spanish community, what kind of questions she gets, all these different things. And I realized there really is a lack of resources for people who don't speak English. Most of the merch courses, tools, everything is geared towards people who speak English. And so I realized, like, this poor lady is like trying to help all people in the world that don't speak English. I'm like, let me help her out a little bit. So we just decided, like, just randomly pulled a number out of thin air. I decided we're going to do 25 Facebook groups in 25 languages. And the point of it is just to, the first point is just to help people who don't speak English. So they could just join that group. The admins are people who do speak English, so they can be in our group and communicating with all of us, making sure they learn all the correct information, and then can be passing that on to anyone who doesn't speak English. So that's the primary goal. The secondary goal after all the groups are started is to help all work together. So I can be communicating with all these admins. Maybe, we can talk about, well, what is trending in your country? What are holidays coming up? What are things that you guys are doing that's working? And kind of all collaborate so that all of us can do well in all the countries.
Very cool. Very smart, too. I mean, like you said, there's no resources. Like, never even heard of someone that, I mean, you have like,
yeah, it's been Spanish. It's been awesome. All the people who have responded. So we're still in the beginning stages. So far, we've launched 3 of the groups. So we have the Spanish one, Filipino one, and Vietnamese one started today, actually. So anybody watching, definitely log on. It's Merge Money Spanish Edition. The admins are going live today in that group. So they're going to be introducing themselves. Everything's going to be in Spanish. They're going to be talking about the channel, giving some tips. So it's their very first live today. So definitely go support them. So we got those 3 channels up. But it's just been, there's so many other people messaging me, and most of them are at low tiers because there are no resources and they just found out about it. You know, maybe print on demand hasn't really become big in their country yet. So they're the trailblazers. They're the ones that are like action takers, learning the new thing. Like, they're fascinating, really successful people because they're the ones leading it in wherever they're coming from. So I've been having so much fun setting up little group messages of all the people, all the different languages, and then trying to find people that can lead it who are, you know, a little more higher tier. Like, I'm trying to make sure it's at least 500 or above if they're going to be the leader of the group. So finding the people that are at that tier that are willing to help out is, you know, a little, we're working on it, but there's a lot that are in the works, and there's just a lot that I'm learning about all these different countries and how many languages there are out there and all these different things. So it's been so fun. And I keep sending screenshots to all the other ladies in Merch Money. I'm like, look at what my phone looks like now. Like, it's just all different languages, like all the time.
And that wouldn't have started if you wouldn't have taken that jump. I mean,
it's so fun because they're all helping each other. So even the Facebook groups are very beginning, like there's not a lot going on yet in the groups, but in the message groups of the people who are ready to start these, it's amazing. I mean, the Filipino one, there was a girl in the Philippines. There's like a flood going on. They're all on a Facebook Live helping her apply to Merch because she didn't know how to answer all the questions. You can't use your bank account there. So there's all these hurdles that people in other countries have to get over. Like, they can't use their bank account in that country, or they can't do this, or they can't do that. So they're helping her, like, okay, well, this is what I did. This is what, you know. So it's so helpful, and it's so nice, and they feel so much more connected where they feel like, okay, I will be able to do this. These 2 other ladies did it. I can do it. And it's awesome. So.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about this business is that it's not perfect in that there's still restrictions based on where you live, but there's no philosophical reason that it shouldn't be available for everybody to take advantage of. Like, right. Print on demand should not have any borders, both in who you can sell to and who can apply.
Exactly.
You can sell all over the world, speaking more broadly than Merch. And you're right. Like, I haven't seen any resources directed towards people in other countries, but there's no reason it shouldn't be. I mean, what a huge opportunity for you and those groups. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of people in other countries can speak English, so it's not really a need. And that is true. I mean, English is the biggest one, but a lot of people don't feel comfortable speaking in English. So they understand enough and they're in the groups. So we have, like, I noticed I was the admin of the Merch Money group. So I'm seeing everyone coming in and I'm like, wow, I think we have somebody from almost every country in the world. Like, this is literally worldwide. And so it's true. And a lot of them are quiet in the groups. And it's not because they're like me who are just quiet. They just some of them don't feel comfortable asking the questions. They're afraid they're going to say it wrong, or, you know, English is like their third language or fourth language or whatever language. So it's nice to have, it's much more active. You can already tell just from the group messages, much more active when it's in their own language, much more creative, much more asking specific questions, much less, much more feeling of comfort.
I mean, just imagine, like, I'm trying to put myself in, you know, my German is awful and I don't know very much, but like, imagine trying to do keyword research and get the specific phrases in a language you don't know. You're going to strike out every time if you don't.
Or trying to learn trademarks or all these things that are hard for anyone. And now you're trying to understand the instructions in English and then try to apply it. And it's just like, yeah. So I think it'll be really good. And it's just, so many people are so willing to help, which is so nice. Like, at first I was like, who's going to want to be an admin, but it's so nice. Cause it's like, they are able to, help other people, and helping other people is so helpful. It makes you feel good, but it's also so helpful because that person's grateful. Then they want to help you. And it's just this, like, you know, good effect that just ripples on out where so many good things happen.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So what about,
Oh yeah. You would ask me about running.
I was wondering.
Health is something that is so important, and I am not perfect with this yet. I go in phases. I'm a little bit not consistent, and consistency is huge. So, running has been one of the things that is easier than other things to do more often for me. So, and it's easier to be held accountable if you sign up for a race. So I signed up for a race with my cousin. So it made it so that it was somebody else doing it with me. So I didn't want to let her down by not showing up to the race. And it was a race on the calendar. So it made it so that I was more consistent with exercising because I knew the race was coming up. So we did a marathon, half marathon together, and that was so fun. So now I don't have a race on the calendar, and it's starting to go down how much I'm running. So I know it helps. So I've already been talking to her about when is the next one we're going to do, because just having something on the calendar helps a lot with consistency.
Did you mention that you're doing, I'm going to tie this into running, but are you doing print on demand full time?
Pretty much. I mean, I do a few other things. Like, there's some affiliate income. There's some, I had like Amazon stuff that I took back from the warehouses. So like on eBay and Mercari and stuff like that, like I'm selling some things, but for the most part, yes, it's full time.
Okay. So you understand what it's like to be in the office by yourself, mm-hmm. working on all these things, trying to stay accountable. And for me, that's been one of the absolute biggest challenges of trying to like stay accountable to myself and to my goals while not being in an environment around people. And like, just whether it's taking a break to run or just get out of the house can be absolutely huge. I mean, how do you, have you, I don't want to focus on the struggles, but like, has that helped you in your journey of just like working as a solo entrepreneur?
It helps tremendously. And so it is eating well. So all these things, like, you know, it helps tremendously. So when I'm in a good rhythm and I'm eating well and I'm exercising, I don't need as much sleep. I am more alert. I'm happier. Like, everything is good. But we're just humans, and something will happen where we're like, oh, we don't have time, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. And you start falling off the wagon and everything goes downhill. So it's so predictable. But it's still, I'm still not quite there where I always do it. But the times that I am doing it well, it's the results are there. I mean, it is better to exercise and eat well. We all know this, and it is true. There's nothing else I can say. If you can find a way to get yourself to do it, you will be happier. Your life will be better. Everything is better. You just have to get yourself to do it. And there's resistance for whatever reason. Like, you just, it's cold outside, or you're tired, or you're sore from your run the other day, or whatever, things happen. So it's just, you got to find a way to have yourself know that the results are so much better if you do it, and you just need to do it. You just got to do it. So yeah, it helps. It helps so much for entrepreneurs with your mindset and with everything, if you can make sure you're exercising regularly.
Great. Yeah, you have, you know, I found like for me at least, I have like a daily goal of whatever I'm trying to get done, whether it's a certain amount of uploads or working on, you know, our merch along or something. We around the 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon point, the amount of energy that I had throughout the day is starting mm-hmm. to dwindle, and I'm like exhausted, and I've just been sitting in front of the computer for like
right.
hours and hours and hours,
right.
and it can become like a pretend thing can happen in your head where you're just like discouraged, or something isn't going the way that you want it to,
right.
or the stress is building up, and so that's when I like, all right, every day around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I'm just like out of the house. I gotta go and get some sort of run out, something in.
Yeah,
because whether it's the gym or running, yeah, exercising helps.
Yeah, if you can really do that, that's the best. But what happens is there'll be a day where you're like, well, you know what? I think I'm just gonna get a cup of coffee instead. Like, it just seems like there's an easier solution to feeling tired than going out and running or going out and doing this thing. So, you know, it's going to happen where you're going to be like, okay, I actually think a donut will be a better solution today. So you just have to fight against that and be like, okay, Helen, no, donut is not the right answer. You go out and run. So that's where I am, where it's like, you know, some of the time I'm doing really well. And then some of the time I'm back to just being like, okay, I had my third cup of coffee today. Like, that's my solution today. So we'll see. Hopefully next time, if I interview with you guys again, I'll be like, nope, I always run and I always eat well. But I'm not there yet.
Well, it's nice to hear that you have kind of a holistic approach to your goals in your business. Like, mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's financial security, but you've mentioned a couple times it's about, you know, your desire to help other people. It's your health is important to you. You listed those things that are mm-hmm. top of mind, even mentioned the hierarchy of needs. And I think it's really important to be mindful about that, because sometimes when it just from a personal perspective, like when we set this goal of like $5,000 a month in profit by the end of the right. year, and it can feel like sometimes other things come at the expense of that, whether it's, right. You know, you give up some things to reach those goals. And at the end of the day, it's not what it's about. The reason we have to remind ourselves, the reason we call our business and our podcast Merch Lifestyle mm-hmm. is because we're trying to build a, you know, a happy life that includes way, 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 way more than just income. You know, it's about right. time and enjoyment. So I think it's awesome that you have those in mind, and I love how you just realized one day that you had more capability and you've been pushing in that direction. I mean, we've got people who are hopping on today. I mean, Kelly from Create Space is Helen's amazing. She's an awesome
Aww,
guest.
And obviously Kelly was there Kelly. Too. Kelly's actually the reason we did the meetup, because I had been planning on doing meetups. I was going to be driving to Nashville, and it's like a 10-hour drive from my house in Virginia. And so I had posted in Merge Money Group. I was like, oh, does anybody live? Like, I showed the map of where I would be driving. I'm like, does anybody live around here? And then, you know, there was not a lot of responses, and I just sort of got busy and I didn't actually plan anything. But then Kelly messaged me and she's like, weren't you going to be near Ohio sometime soon? And I was like, well, not exactly, but it's kind of on the way. So we set up a date and we're just like, let's just see what happens. And that's how it started. So it's all Kelly. So that was so fun. And I want to keep doing that in the future, just wherever I am, just set up a meetup, because it's so fun to meet people in person.
Yeah, it makes a big difference to meet in person. I was bummed I couldn't meet the meetup, but I think we'll probably have a chance to do something similar soon. Yeah. I'll be around as much as I can, and
yeah, Shannon, and I'll try to go to your meetups if you guys have one.
We should, Shannon,
absolutely.
We should have one out in San Francisco.
In Alaska.
In Alaska, sure.
I was talking. We had Anthony from Merch Empire on Monday, and he was talking about how he wants to have one in Atlantic City, and I've been wanting to do that too. So maybe you guys can come to that and have some kind of big thing in Atlantic City.
Awesome.
That would be a trip.
Very cool.
So, you know, I want to be mindful of your time. You've got a lot going on, I guess. So you mentioned next time we interview you, we would be honored to do that again. But when we interview you next, where do you see, like, where do you want Helen to be whenever that next time we interview you is? Like, what is an ideal you know, half marathon trained, like consistently running hell it looked like for her many business pursuits.
Yes. So the half marathon thing, that would be great if I have just like a set rhythm of maybe once a quarter or something like that, doing a half marathon. That is one of the goals. Having the 25 channels up. So right now we're only at 3 up. I want all 25 up and them going well. So I don't want it to just be an empty group where we have people in it and nothing's happening. I want it to be a really good resource for people. I want all those up. I want it to have more meetups. I would love to be able to do at least one a quarter. And I want to be at the 10,000 tier for merch. And I really want to start hiring people. That's one of the next things I need to push myself, because there's some kind of block there where I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. So I want to start hiring people.
Cool.
And that's it. Those are my goals.
Cool. Well, I think that, let's see here, whether it's 6, 9, or 12 months from now, I think you would, it sounds like the way you're moving now, you're going to be hitting those goals in very soon. So that's exciting. If people want to reach out to you or find these different groups, where can they go and how can they find you? And what's the best way to communicate with you?
Well, my name is Helen Kinson. So on Facebook is fine. You can message me there. Merch Money is where I spend a lot of my time. So that Facebook group is great if you join that. And those are the two best places.
Very cool. Cool. Well, thanks so much, Helen, for coming on today. We really appreciate your time. Right. And we really look forward to seeing you again in the near future.
All right. Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Helen. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us an honest review wherever you find your content. As always, you can find us online at merchlifestyle.com.